Philip Ramsey from Shelbyville, Indiana. My wife and I, my wife Cindy, and my youngest two sons, James and Joey, farm in Shelby, Rush, and Hancock counties. We raise soybeans, corn, and wheat. And then we're also in the farm drainage business.
You know, there's been months of renegotiations, and then just yesterday there's this new announcement that there is a new deal, and now it's called the USMCA. But talk to me a little bit about some of your thoughts about this announcement and, you know, what it means to you.
Well, I was excited to find out that they had come to an agreement. Mexico and Canada, obviously our neighbors, and they're two of the most important trading partners that we have. And it was exciting that we've got the agreement worked out on the grain side. I know there was lots of other issues that were involved. Well, dairy, I think there was got some dairy issues resolved that's been going on for years. And then the auto industry and jobs there, they've been able to refine that and make it a little bit more fair for the United States manufacturing. And so pretty excited that we've got that taken care of, and our corn and soybeans and soybean meal can start moving again to our neighbors.
You know, why is it important to have relationships like this and have these market opportunities as a farmer?
Well, obviously we need some level of consistency in something. The weather doesn't give that to us, and the markets doesn't give that to us, but if we can have an agreement that we know we've got our production moving here close to Mexico and Canada, gives us some level of confidence that we'll be able to move our surplus and with over 50% of our production going to some type of export. It's extremely important that we have agreements in place so that we're not negotiating constantly. We've got some level of confidence in the exporters, the companies that are moving this grain, the rail and the barges, they have some consistent flow of their equipment with our grain on it. And we just keep moving that pile so the American farmer can grow another crop.
Anything we didn't touch base on that you want to make sure is mentioned?
I'm hopeful that now that we have a new U.S.-Mexico-Canadian agreement, and we also have an agreement with the European Union, that we can now move on and get an agreement with China to resolve the issues that both sides have. And resolving the China situation is advantageous to both countries. They need us, and we need them. And hopefully, with these agreements kind of out of the way and in place, they can concentrate on getting something worked out with China that's good for both countries and allows our soybeans to start moving to China again, because they take a third of all our soybeans, and that's a really big deal. And there's other markets out there, but they're harder to get, expensive, and not as consistent. And we need a place we know our beans are going to every year that we produce them. So I'm hopeful, maybe before the elections, but definitely after the elections, that the lawmakers get busy, get the Farm Bill passed, and they put things in place to take care of our issues with China and get that situation resolved, both for the American farmer, the steel industry, and manufacturing, because a lot of products come from China that go in all of our everyday items that we use, so it's a washing machine or a car or a tractor or my John Deere equipment. And so very important to all of us.